643, 1320 WILS. Well, we know that now we have a new immigration ban in place, probably will be challenged in the courts. But the question really is, does it change the outlook for our national security? Does it really make us more secure? Kevin Millott is with us, international security expert at erase.com. Kevin, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. What's well, the first one was shot down. This one is now in place. It's six countries. Iraq is now off the list. In your view, does this really make us safer, having a ban like this in place?
Well, yeah, it does in the long run. I mean, a lot of people are thinking safer only means on who comes into the country as physically getting here. But what they don't understand is when you start doing this kind of work, it creates a pressure point where those that are operating covertly have to come to the surface and be more overt about what they're doing.
What do you mean by that? Well, why do they have to come to the surface?
Well, if I can slide into the country and immigration doesn't really hold me accountable with my visa, and I can go from one country to the next and move from a country where they keep no records, then there's a very limited chance they're going to know anything about me. If you put a ban on that kind of travel and you say, look, you must have a visa, and to get the visa, you have to go to our embassy or our consulate and get vetted and go through that process, then that means you got to go to the effort of, let's say, getting fraudulent identity. You've got to get fraudulent passports, et cetera. So, for example, there were four bad guys out of Syria that were traveling on forged passports, and they flew from the Middle East to St. Martin, and then from St. Martin to Honduras, and from Honduras they're trying to get to the U.S. When they were in Honduras, their counterfeit passports were detected, and they were stopped and arrested. Okay, if they had been coming from a zone that is banned right now and weren't required to have the paperwork or the proper vetting, you wouldn't have picked that off. By making them become more overt in what they do to try to get into the country, you're going to have a better investigation capability to find these guys and stop them.
Now, Kevin, tell me this, though, because there's certainly a lot of opposition to the ban, and the other side says this actually increases the danger. It provokes hatred towards us and makes...
Now, that's ridiculous. Mike, that's ridiculous. These guys hate our lifestyle, and they hate our culture, and they're going to do whatever they can to burn it down. Okay, it's got nothing to do with anything that we do. That is just ignorant for people to think that we are so powerful that we can do something that dictates the hatred that certain ideological groups have. It's ridiculous.
Because what they say is this is viewed as an anti-Muslim ban, essentially.
Okay, if that was the case, we'd be banning people from Malaysia and Indonesia, which are the large Muslim population countries, and we're not. The countries that are banned represent a very, very small percentage of the Muslim community. Mm-hmm. You talk about Malaysia, I think they're like 90% Muslim and 300 million plus people. It's a massive crowd of Islamic individuals that are outside anywhere near the banned countries. We are banning people from countries that do not have an internal system that's reliable. I could take you overseas right now, Mike, and we can buy Syrian passports. I can buy you a Syrian passport from an official government entity, okay? We're talking about countries that do not have control over their internal systems, and it has nothing to do with the religious factor. It's that the country doesn't have it together. Now, are the religious groups fighting in those countries? Yes. Are those groups posing threats to the U.S. because we are a target of their terrorist activities? Yes. But the reason that we're banning them is not because of the religion. It's because the country cannot vet or track the individuals.
Now, do you think these groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS, are they more motivated to strike when we have a new president like this in place just coming in?
I think they're motivated to strike when we seem to be out of control, okay? When we have people throwing temper tantrums and not focusing on the real issues, and when we have people that are trying to make political hay out of maneuvers instead of focusing on the enemy, that makes us weak. Okay, so you know, I was listening to your previous interview, and you know, I have a lot of disagreement with what was said about the Russian scenario and all that jazz. But a perfect example is when whoever it was released information that we had wiretapped the Russian ambassador, and they did that to get political points against General Flynn and the current president. What they did is they gave up classified information about the wiretapping and the intercepts of a whole bunch of agents who worked in dangerous situations to get those wiretaps in place, get the intercepts in us. And so we gave up that operation to get political points that lasted, what, 5 hours?
So when you say you disagree, what is your view on where this whole Russia scandal is heading?
Well, first of all, we spy on them, they spy on us. This is nothing new. We spy on them. We have done all sorts of stuff. The U.S. has done things all over the globe to try to get certain groups to win elections. Okay, we've done all sorts of stuff to try to get countries to stabilize by supporting individuals that are in elections and getting them to go in a direction.
Yeah, but the argument is that they're messing with our election at this point. Do you agree with that?
My point is we all do it in both directions all the time. All the time. Okay. Now, what I do agree is if somebody in the administration tried to make a deal with foreign policy before they were in office and sworn in, then I would say that's a problem, but you deal with that internally. You don't give up the covert operation of wiretapping a foreign ambassador if they're doing espionage operations in the U.S. You don't give that up. You deal with the internal problem. You get criminal charges, whatever's justifiable inside, and you take care of it inside.
But let me ask you this, Kevin, because we see leaks under every administration, really. What makes these so different?
Well, what makes this so different is you have people that have taken an oath to not reveal information that are in a apparent ongoing effort keep violating that oath.
Why would they go that far then, especially when they're in that community?
From my perspective, I've been doing this a long time, Mike. There's a lot of people that actually, oh, look, when we created the word selfie, we were in a downhill spiral from that point forward, okay? We have people who think their own personal opinion, their own personal desires are more important than the whole. And so when you have someone that takes an oath to protect the country, but they think they personally, at any given moment, know more than what the overall government structure represents, and they'll do something because they think it's the right thing to do, regardless of the bigger picture, you have big trouble in your hands. And we've got a lot of people in the government right now that are in that mode where they think their personal desires, their personal thoughts are more important than having the government being in a solidarity type approach. And when we have adversaries, and this ties back to the terrorist groups, when we have adversaries that we see, we have individuals who will give up their oath of office and will roll over on classified operations in a blink because they're politically unhappy on what happened in one election. When they get another shot in 4 years, if they get themselves together, they'll have another attempt to put someone they want in office. When they start doing that stuff, it's a great time for our adversaries, whether it's the Russians or the Chinese or the terrorist groups, to start taking action against
them. Well, and they likely are. Kevin Mallott, international security expert. Kevin Mallott, erase.com is where you can find him, right here on WILS. Kevin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.